Hello and welcome to the Mountainbrook Baptist Project 119 Bible Reading Plan Podcast. I'm Mary, and it's my pleasure on this Sunday, July 23rd, to welcome a guest to read for us much of this week. We are looking forward to Amy Harwell reading for us this week. Amy is a dear friend of mine. She's a member of the church. She sings in the choir, and she has a beautiful voice. So I know that you're going to enjoy listening to her this week. Amy was a guest on the podcast some months back. You can go back if you didn't listen to her interview and hear more about her life and her ministry. And then as she reads during the week, I hope she'll give some commentary and you'll get to know her a little bit more through that. So on this Resurrection Sunday, I want to say to you, Happy Resurrection Day. And I want to say to Amy, thank you so much for joining us and for reading for the podcast this week.
Hello, and thank you for having me. It is my pleasure to be here. I love getting to read, and I love getting to read the Word in particular. So today, let's dive in. We are starting with Luke chapter 7, verses 36 to 50. Then one of the Pharisees invited him to eat with him. He entered the Pharisee's house and reclined at the table. And a woman in the town, who was a sinner, found out that Jesus was reclining at the table in the Pharisee's house. She brought an alabaster jar of perfume and stood behind him at his feet, weeping, and began to wash his feet with her tears. She wiped his feet with her hair, kissing them and anointing them with the perfume. When the Pharisee who had invited him saw this, he said to himself, "This man, if he were a prophet, would know who and what kind of woman that is who is touching him. She's a sinner." Jesus replied to him, "Simon, I have something to say to you." He said, "Say it, teacher." A creditor had two debtors. One owed him 500 denarii and the other 50. Since they could not pay it back, he graciously forgave them both. So which one of them will love him more? Simon answered, "I suppose the one he forgave more." "You have judged correctly," he told him. Turning to the woman, he said to Simon, "Do you see this woman? I entered your house. You gave me no water for my feet, but she, with her tears, has washed my feet and wiped them with her hair. You gave me no kiss, but she hasn't stopped kissing my feet since I came in. You didn't anoint my head with olive oil, but she has anointed my feet with perfume. Therefore, I tell you, her many sins have been forgiven. That's why she loved much. But the one who is forgiven little loves little." Then he said to her, "Your sins are forgiven." Those who were at the table with him began to say among themselves, "Who is this man who even forgives sins?" And he said to the woman, "Your faith has saved you. Go in peace." This is the word of the Lord. Thanks be to God. This woman, all that is said about her and who she is that she is a sinner, which means really, ultimately, she could be any one of us. And she knew that when she entered this household that she was going to create a scene. She was not invited here, and she was not the caliber of person who is currently in that home. But she did not care. She did not care that she was going to create a scene as long as she could have the opportunity to make this display of love and affection for Christ. This woman offered Jesus the hospitality that the Pharisee could have offered but chose not to. And that Pharisee had such a hard heart against her that he couldn't even rejoice at her act of repentance and love toward Christ. One of my favorite things about this passage is what Jesus says to the woman at the end, "Your faith has saved you. Go in peace." Presumably, this woman had some amount of worldly affluence. She shows up with perfume. She shows up with signs that she has money, she has affluence here. But what she does not have when she enters the house is peace. And peace is what Jesus offers her here. Peace is what Jesus can offer all of us. He is our living water and the only one who can provide that for us in our lives. And how does she get that peace? He says, your faith has saved you. Jesus doesn't ask us to do really anything. We don't have to move mountains. We don't have to solve world problems. We don't have to achieve perfection. We have to say yes to Jesus. Our faith will save us. Father, thank you so much for offering us everything when we have nothing to offer in return. You are our living water, the source of our peace, and we come to you in gratefulness for all you have done and all you will do. We ask your blessings over us today as we move through this day, and we ask that our minds and hearts be open to you, that we might be able to extend that hospitality to our brothers and sisters that you were shown in the household of this Pharisee. In Jesus' name we pray. Amen.